talented, and his son is still doing quite well, even though you got a new album coming out.
Yeah, it's doing well in other foreign countries, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Were you there when Rivers came up with that chord progression?
No, it was written... he had a bunch of songs written on his wall, on a piece of paper, taped to his wall, with very meticulously, like, a number when it, you know, and the title, and basically, you know, they seemed to mean nothing to him other than a catalog number. Mm-hmm. So when he was finally showing me some new things, I'm like, play me this one. You know, my brain is working overtime. I was going by titles, and then I was like, what's this one? Island in the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, well, I don't think it's not a Weezer song. And whenever he says that, I know it's one of his better songs. So I made sure that he played it, and sure enough, it wasn't a Weezer song, but it's one that Rick Ocasek really fought to get on the record.
Right.
And it was one that I think he had the biggest hand in way he wanted it to sound.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We kind of argued with him about, you know, it's too light, blah, 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 but, you know, I always thought that's how the song should be, too. But
yeah.